የትዋጊ ሰላምታ እግዚአብሔር ማስጋን ሐሺማ ትዋጊ ሐሳብ
A long time ago, a long, long time ago, in the old dark land of Kush, in Africa, deep in the countryside, there lived a wife in the Queen's Abbey. Abbey, the praying mantis, was a great friend of the Winchi family, a mighty flock of African crowned cranes. They used to sing together. Now I want you to sing this song.
ጂግ ያስደስታችሁ ነበር ከለታት አንድ ቀን አብይ ከትንሾቹ ውንጮች ጋር ሲጫወት ቆይቶ ስለደከመው ተኛ እንቅልፉ ሲነቃ በፊት የነበረው ቆዳው እንደተቀየረና አሁን በአካልም በአእምሮም እንዳደገ ተመለከተ
And Winch would dance like this.
Minimkwa ahun adis koda binorum idro koda ahunum mustula indemigenya stwal selezim qas iyale idro koda mustu wotana
used to enjoy the
rasu dres
she was
asuma grad jammer
One day, after
having
been a big
first,
when she woke up, she realized she had shed all her skin and was now much greater in body and mind. Although she had shed all her skin, she was still inside the old shell. So she climbed out and began to clean and herself and put her feet as the crown of her head. Abit's body was almost transformed. As she came in, she took time to look deep into herself, paying special attention to her head, which she cleaned and folded with great care.
Abit,
from afar,
he
noticed his
amazing and
became very curious. And so they wanted Abit to do it again. They
didn't have what
they looked for.
ያላይ ደግሞ ይያ ቆስ ቆዳል ደግሞም ያምራል ዞርም አልቀይሮ አላቸው ይህን እየተናገረ ያለ አዲሱ ቆዳው እየተነከረና መስታወት መምሰሉን ትቶ ባካውን
ያስቀዳል
ናማመል
አቢ please do that again you know shake your skin so we can look inside and see your skin they want you to shake
I'll never share.
Even when she
didn't
have
the baby, she didn't have the baby.
Even when she was excluding herself, she always spent more time and making sure it was balanced and
right.
Another young man came up to her bit and said,
"I'm not.
I'll be your best friend. Please shake your skin again. My skin, I'll never shake. And I'm sure I'll regret it if you get into my head. Don't let me do it again. When I hear what the eyes say, please. The young Proudly, a bit said, I'm a mature adult, so my skin will never shake, but just this once you mention my head, my head is serious, highly blessed, and not just for fun. What you see inside you can't explain to anyone. When you're older and know more, then and only then, in one voice, the three young birds said, "Okay, we will not tell anyone. We will never tell." So a bit flew high, right in front of the sun. The light was so bright, now the young ones could see right through a bit's body. They looked carefully and were surprised to see that a bit had a beautiful world inside her head. Yes, a world. A deep, deep hole with fresh, warm spring water at the bottom. A bit also had a rather large fire radiating from her abdomen. This didn't seem so important compared to the well, which greatly attracted the young one's attention. As they looked deep into Abit's head, their mind filled with thoughts of the future. The young birds took one of their snowballs and dropped it into the well. After a time, there was a bit splash, which made them even more curious. Using their imagination, they began to fly in spiral form down into the well. A bit always enjoyed it when young ones use their imagination, so she let them explore the well. After a time, the fruit reached the bottom of the well. The water was warm and sweet-scented. They were simply amazed that such a thing could exist. Before even hearing the question, "This is the entrance to my..." "I worry about it. It is my space. I am responsible for everything in this place, and so I keep it peaceful at all times. I know it very well. If you listen, its secrets I will tell. Knowing my place allows me to know all space in every place. This knowledge gives me peace and freedom from hate. The knowledge is great. You have to be very ready to enter here. Truly, there's no room for fear. So, if you want to leave now, just fly back out. I'll say no more. I'll never tell." The free wing cheese curiosity was just great. With excitement in their voices, they asked the big how to enter the gazette. And here must have been Hashima Tawagi Asa. Look into the water, young one, study the patterns, the waves, and be in harmony with them. Feel how they behave. Moment passed, and then, in the distance, the young one saw a small
lamp.
So as
one boy, they knew himself.
As they got closer, they realized that the light had a triangular curve.
Cube more must start. But the Yakarau moment to put up. Give me out. In a group one, Coriolo, Taya Chojam.
But as they got closer still, they realized it was a cube.
Cariobus, Kipendan, let a manakat.
As they continued to advance, they could now see one side of the shape, which appeared as a square. On closer inspection, they saw a circle inside the square.
Asking at the Hulbulu store, Neo Dazis Mata, Yakawabi, and Bonapar.
Now they were right up close, and it seemed that the circle was actually a sphere. And standing inside the sphere was... Abby began to speak. When the eye entered this space, it was empty. Humble. There were no boundaries and no others. This is the mind space. And from here, one can create... Now the distance between the things that one creates is the mind space, land space, airspace. These are the three types of space that make up the Gazelle. Essentially, they are one. And existing perfect fundament, it means they are in unity. The three are held together by this watching jelly-like substance, which is really the purest form of energy there is.
Dark light,
in the Gazette we call it dark light, or Berhan Chalem, the light without light. It surrounds you. It's within you. You come from it, it comes from you. And it's the essence of everything in existence. Even natural light is made from Berhan Chalema. Wow, the young bird said. But a bit had not finished. Now when the eye saw the light and began traveling towards it, one became to an eye. And the three types of space were realized. The young ones groomed their heads.
Triangle.
As you can see, there are five important shapes in the Gazette. The triangle, the cube, the square, the circle, and the sphere. When I took responsibility for the Gazette, I realized that everything in it expressed patterns. Most of which are related to the five important shapes and forms. I began to study and reapply these patterns, which is why I'm naturally a mathematician, a Tawagi, and thus, each one of these shapes has movements that relate to them. They have movements that relate to them too. Let me show you what I mean.
Thank you.
Now, young ones, listen carefully. I share these things with you because you have shown interest in understanding in all ways, we have gained interest, you can accomplish great learning. Hashima, the young ones smiled. As I have said, the Gazette is made up of three types of skills, We must study the patterns and forms of land space, which are things, and air space, which is the perceived space between things. There are some other important things you need to know about Burhan Chelema, this most essential substance in the universe. Firstly, it has two qualities which can be likened to fire and water as positive and negative qualities. They complement each other in an ancient struggle for balance. Secondly, this Burhan Chelema vibrates, and because everything in the universe is moving, the vibrations form wave patterns. All of this movement causes a powerful and vast matrix of bonding forces between all things. Now on Earth, land space,
and as a force.
ይመልሳሉ እንጂ የራሳቸው ገብላቸው የሚያሻቃው ተቀየመው ለእነሱ ያየሩ አንድ ሰከንድ 100 ሜትሮችን እየበረች ስትሄድ ተመልከቷት።
From the ancient bits who spoke to the ancient Trinity. Do this mental activity and then answer my question. Imagine a huge boulder and a much smaller rock which can be held within your claw as you stand. In your imagination, strike the big rock lightly and visualize it moving away at 100 meters per second. Yes, that's pretty fast. Now imagine striking the small rock with the same light force and watch it also travel away at 100 meters per second. Can you see it? In one's mind space,
ወጣችሉም ብሎ የሚያውቁት ነገር በስተቀር አብሮታቁ ነገር ይቻላል። ለዚህናችላቸውም ብሎ እየስዋቸውን ነገሮችን ማስወገድ ይችላል። አብሮች በጣም ታላቅ አቅም አለውና አብሮታቁ ነገር ይቻላል። ላይ ነገሮች ለልዩ ፖስ ይገዛል። ድንብ ሀሳባችሁ የሳላችሁት አይነት ትልቅ ድንጋይ ቆሙና የሚሰላው ቋሚ በሆኑ የክብደት መለኪያ ሚዛኖች ነው። መጠነቁስ ለክብደት አይደለም። ክብደት መሬት ስበት የተነሳ ይቀያየራል። መጠነቁስ ግን የመሬት ስበት ምንም ያህል ቢጠነክር ወይም ቢላላ የሚቀየር ነገር አይደለም። ዛሬ ያሉት ዓለም አቀፋዊ መጠነቁስ መለኪያዎች ግራምና ኪሎግራም ናቸው። ብዙ ጊዜ ሰዎች ክብደትን በግራምና በኪሎግራም ሲገልጹ ይታያል። ይህ ግን ስህተት ነው። ክብደት የሚባለው መሬት አንድን ነገር የምትስበት አጠቃላይ ኃይል ማለት ሲሆን ዓለም አቀፋዊ መለኪያው ኒውተን ይባላል።
Again, from a mysterious place,
Abit, the mysterious power of Adigabi, this is the turning short to the door to Nagar Jamba. Skira Sachu, Nini Yeri Lepet, Mandem Yemai Genyipet, Bota Lain Dona Chukus Gachu Asu. Yenita Akalim Dere Ladis Gachu Asu. Baka, Zia Bota, Vasava Chubicha Lachu. Yen Bota, Ndit Gachu Ta Lachu.
Imagine now, How would you describe this space? A great feeling of peace.
And over the Trinity. በመገኛ ስፍራቾና በነገሮቹ መካከል በሚኖረው ዝምድና ይወሰናል።
ርቀትን ስፋትን
ይዘትን ያካትታል።
ዛሬ
ያለው ዓለም አቀፋዊ የቦታ መለኪያ አሃድ ሜትር ይባላል። ኑሳን አሃዶች ሴንቲሜትርና ሚሊሜትር በመባል ይታወቃል።
Today's internationally agreed units for the measurement of space is the meter. Its subunits, centimeters and millimeters. It's interesting.
Brand babado botos gwaz 1 meter katil lemegwaz mun yahal gize endemfejibat tawqallachu
in a vacuum.
Betam emigerm fiket no. Ba 1 second
divided by
wa 1 sikafel 299,792,458 nya በሆነ ጊዜ ውስጥ 1 ሜትር ይጓዛል።
This shows a direct relationship between
ሜትር ነው ሲባል የሚሰጠው መልስ ይህንኑ የብርሃን ጊዜ ጥራት መሰረት ያደረገ
You've learned a little about space and a little about light.
ስለዚህ ሜትር ማለት
ብርሃን በቦታ ውስጥ invisible dark lights.
And
what is
that? 1,000,000
Can you make time?
1,792,458 second emikwazo yebota metenno ibala.
Time is defined by events, singular or cyclical. One's relationship to time is very much affected by one's perception of it.
ራና በጊዜ መካከለ ያለው ግንኙነት ያሳያል። ቪዲዮ ልጆች ስካውንስ ስለቦታ ስለብራና የማይታይ ስለሆነ ብራን ይለሽ ብራን ትንሽ ትንሽ ተምራቸዋል። አሁን ደግሞ ስለጊዜ ጠይቃቸዋል። ጊዜ ምንድነው? ጊዜን የምትረዱበት ትንሽ ጊዜ መውሰድ ይችላላችሁ?
ጥያቄው
ምን መስላል ብራቹ አቤት ፈገግታ ጊዜ በእውነቶች የሚገለጽ ነገር ነው እዚህ ነጥቦችን ቀጥተኛ ወይ ማዙሪ ተብሎ ይከፈላል አንድ ሰው ከጊዜ ጋር የሚኖረው ግንኙነት ጊዜ የሌለበት መንገድ እየተወሰነ ተፈጥሮ የምትጓዝበትን አዙሪ ስራ ተመገዘው ቀናትም ማለትም የመሬት በራሱ አዛቢያ ላይ ብታደርገውን ችግሮች ጨረቃ በመሬት ዙሪያ የምታደርገውን ጥረት ማለትም የወራትን መፈራረቅ አመታትም መሬት በፀሐይ ዙሪያ የምታደርገውን ሽክርክሮች ሰው ልጅ ሌሎችና ቆዳው በአዲስ የሚተኩበትን ስርዓት ወዘተ ምሳሌነት መውሰድ ይቻላል። እስኪ ምሳሌ መውሰድ እንችላለን። ዛሬ በዓለማችን ላይ የሚጠቀምበት ዓለም አቀፍ የጊዜ መለኪያ ሰከንድ ይባላል። በአንድ ደቂቃ ውስጥ 60 ሰከንዶች አሉ። በአንድ ሰዓት ውስጥ ደግሞ 60 ደቂቃዎች ይገኛሉ። 24 ሰዓቶች አንድ ለአንድ ቀን ይገኛሉ። 365.25 ቀኖች አንድ አመት በመባል ይጠራሉ። 25786 አመቶች ደግሞ አንድ ላይ ታላቅ አመት የሚባለውን ያስገኛሉ። ይህ ታላቅ አመት አንዳንዴ 25920 አመታትን በውስጡ ይዛል ይባላል። እዚህ ስሌት መሰረቱም መሬት በራሱ አዛቢያ ላይ በምታደርገው ሽክርክሮች የምትሸፍነውን 360 ዲግሪ በማከፋፈል ለአንድ ዲግሪ 72 አመታትን መስጠት ነው። አሁን እስኪ አእምሯችሁን ዝቱትና ቀጥሎ የሚነግራችሁን አስቡ። በየአራት ደቂቃ 240 ሰከንዶች መሬት በራሱ አዛቢያ ላይ አንድ ዲግሪ ትጓዛለች። ዲግሪ የባለው ሽክርክሮች የሚለካበት መለኪያ አድ ሲሆን አንድ ሙሉ ዝረት 360 ዲግሪዎችን ይዛል። ይህም ሙሉ ክፍል ማንኛውም ነገር የራሱ የሆነ ቦታና ጊዜ ይዛል እንጂ ሁለት ልዩ ልዩ ነገሮች አንድን ጊዜና ቦታ ሊይዙ አይችሉም። በመሆኑ ሁሉም ያላቸው ነገሮች ሁሉ
የራሳቸው ጊዜና ቦታ ይዛሉ ማለት ነው።
ስለዚህ እኔ ራሴ ግዛት አለሁ፣ እናንተ በራሳችሁ ግዛት ውስጥ ባለስልጣን ናችሁ። ግዛታችሁ የሚያስገቡትን ነገሮች ውስጥ ታሟላላችሁ። እንግዲህ ልጆቼ ግዛትን መሰረታዊ መርሆች አሳያችኋለሁ። በደንብ ማወቅ የሚፈልግ ልጅ ግን ራሱን ግዛቱን መፈተሽ አለባት። ሀሽማ ባህሪ ያሳያል። አንድ ሰው የራሱን ግዛት ካወቀ ሱነቱ ቀጥሎ የቀረቡ ጥያቄዎች ያለምንም ችግር መመለስ ይችላል። ይህ ትምህርትም በክብር ያጠናቅቃል። ሀሽማ ይሆ አንድ የእኔ ግዛት ማዕከላዊ ነጥብ የት ነው? ሁለት የእኔ ግዛት ደት ምን ያለ? ሶስት የእኔ ግዛት መጠነቁስ ምን ያለ? አራት የእኔ ግዛት ዲያሜትር ስንት ነው? አምስት የእኔ ግዛት ወለል ስፋቱ ስንት ነው? ስድስት የእኔ ግዛት መጠነቁስ ስንት ነው? ሰባት በእኔ ግዛት የእኔ ድቡልቡል ይዘት ምን ያለ? ስምንት በእኔ ግዛት ውስጥ የሚገበገበው ምንድን ነው? ዘጠኝ በእኔ ግዛት ውስጥ ወሰን የሌለው ታላቅነት ምንድን ነው? የእኔ ግዛት የሚገበገበው ፈጥሮታችሁ ስለሆነ ሂዱና የእኔ ግዛታችሁን
ማግኘት።
ሶስት ጉብኝቶች የሚምታታዊ ውስጣዊ ዓለም በመመርመራቸው እጅግ ተደሰቱ። ከዚያም በኋላ ልክ ላያቸው ላያቸው ላይ ያለውን ውሃ ለማራገፍ እንደሚያደርጉት አይነት ሰውነታቸውን ሲያገበግፉ ገብተውበት ከነበረው ዓለም ወጥተው ወደ አሁኑን ዓለም ተመለሱ።
They shook themselves back to present moment. Wow. One said.
Just say me what I have.
How did you get this water inside your head? It's a beautiful place. A bit did not answer the question. Looking deep into the Munchies' eyes, the man who just reminded the young ones of their
community.
Then, a bit.
በጣም ልዩ ነገር ነው። አምሮ በላይም ነው። የተማራችሁትንና ያወቃችሁትን አሰላስ በዚህም ግዛታችሁ እየሰፋ ሲሄድ በጥንቃቄ አስተውሉ
አላቸው።
ምንጮቹ ቤት ሲሄዱ ሳሉ ለሁሉም ታናሽ የሆኑ ምንጭ ጓደኛውን አገኘውና እኔ ለማንም አልናገርም አለ።
ያውም ስራ ገብቶ
ምን ነው ለማንም የማልናገረው ሲል ጠየቀው።
So the friend said, what aren't you going to tell anyone? In Russian excitement, the young one spurted, I'm not going to tell anyone that a bit has a beautiful well inside his head.
As quickly as she had said it,
they realized they weren't supposed to tell
anyone.
Anyway,
አምልቶት የተናገረው ነገር ማረሳሳትና ምን ያልተፈጠረ
ነው ማለት ነው። trying to pretend that what you had said really wasn't very important. The friend went and told another friend.
ጓደኛው ግን ለሌላ ጓደኛው ዘንድሮ
Did you know that it has a wind inside its head?
ጉድጓድ እንዳለ ታውቃለህ? ብሎ የሰማውን ነገር ነው። ጓደኛው ለሌላ ጓደኛው
Then that friend went and told another friend.
አቤት ጭንቅላት ውስጥ ጤና እንደሌለ
ብሎ
ነገር እንዲህ እንዲህ እያለም ወሬው በተዛመተ ቁጥር ሚስጢሩ ፈጽሞ
ተቀየረ።
ነፋሱ ሳይቀር የተሳሳተ ወሬ አቤት ጭንቅላቱ ጤነኛ አይደለም እያለ ይነዛው ጀመረ።
The young one's friends
አዳዲስ ከበሮዎችን ለመስራት የሚያስፈልገውን እንጨት ለመቁረጥ ወደ ጫካው መጥቶ ነበርና ሚንቹዋ የነበረችበትን ዛፍ ሲያየው ጥሩ ጥሩ ከበሮዎች ሊሰራበት እንደሚችል አስቦ ሀሳቡንም ለማሳካት ዛፍን ቆርጦ ወደ ቤቱ ወሰደውና አራት ጥሩ ጥሩ ከበሮዎች ሰራበት።
She sang for a long time. Then, when she had left the tree, a local man passed. He was a very good drummer from a nearby village, and on that day, he had decided to make some new drums. As he passed, he took a special look to this same ebony tree that the young man's friend's friend was sitting in, singing. The man cut the tree and brought it back to his village where he made four very beautiful drums. On Saturday, he invited all of his friends around to enjoy.
ሰው እና በሩቅ ሳለ ስለሰማ መንደሩ ሰዎች ሁሉ ወደ እርሱ እየመጡ መሆኑን አስተዋል። መልእክቱም ከልፋሱ ስለሰማ ሰዎቹ የሚገምሩት ይኖራል። ብሮቹ ትምታ ምን እንደሚሉ በሚገባ አውቆ ነበር። ለራሱ እዚያ ትንሽ ልጆች ለማንም ላይናገሩ ቃል ገብቶ ነበር። ነገር ግን ቃላቸውን አልጠበቁ። ያው አሁን መንደሩ ሰዎች ሁሉ ወደ ግዛቴ መግባት ይፈልጋል ሲላ በዚህም መደበቅ እንዳለበት ወስኖ ረጅም ዛፍ ላይ ወጣ። ወርቱን ከዛፉ ግንድና ጥቅሮች ጋር በሚገባ ስላመሳሰለ ዛፉ ተለይቶ አይታይም ነበር።
When the community arrived at the big place, they found it empty. The children and the young witch missed her very much, and so they said,
ከዝማሪያቸው ማማር በመነሳት
ዚያን መልሷቸው የሰጣቸውን ጥያቄዎች በሙሉ
በትክክል ለመለሱ ተረዳ። ምንም እንኳ አላቸውን አለማክራቸውን ባይረሳ ጣፋጭ መዝሙራቸው ግን እጅግ ወንዶች ነበሩ።
With the wisdom of the ancients, Abit went from side to side. As she knew, just from the way they played and the freedom of their harmonious singing, that they were now able to answer all the questions correctly. Even though she had not forgotten the broken word, Abit was relaxed as she enjoyed the singing, which was sweetness to the ear.
Shima to Wadi Hassan.